What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Landing on the Plains, all things Auburn football from someone who really lived it. Welcome back to another episode. This is Landing on the Plains, and I am your host, Chandler Wooten, former linebacker, team captain, and NFL vet. And today we've got a loaded one for you because, first and foremost, historical, and I mean historical, NIL news in regards to Auburn's game, first game of the season in Atlanta versus Baylor, as well as a handful of players signing a groundbreaking NIL deal with Nike, along with a commit as well. We follow that up with talking about the decommitment of wide receiver Cedric Simmons, what that means for this recruiting class as we move forward, and why it's not time to panic or why we shouldn't be panicking at all, especially with where we're at in the season. And we'll wrap it up with how these NIL deals kind of encapsulate everything in totality and what this means for Auburn moving forward. So let's jump straight into it. Auburn making waves, obviously, this week in headlines. You know, the details of their $6 million incentive to take this home game away from Jordan-Hare Stadium and move it to Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. The first game of the season versus the Baylor Bears, you know, which obviously, like I said, was originally supposed to be a home game. It was a part of a home and home series versus Baylor. We went there last year and beat them on the road in Waco. And so they were supposed to come to Auburn. However, you know, as reports just came out, you know, the details just came out, highly incentivized for Auburn to move that game to Atlanta, and we'll kind of dive deeper into that. I'm actually going to read this article written by Brandon Marcello for CBS Sports, just because it encapsulates everything, and the report was fantastic. So it just says, Auburn is expected to share roughly $6 million with players in a groundbreaking NIL deal tied to the program's appearance in the Aflac kickoff game against Baylor on September 5th. Sources with knowledge of the agreement told CBS Sports. The money will be distributed among up to 24 Auburn players under a guarantee model that includes marketing commitments and promotional appearances. Players will also be paid through a revenue sharing component tied directly to games ticket sales. The deal, first announced on Monday, marks the first time a neutral site college football game has incorporated NIL compensation for players. So this is, like I said, historical stuff. Like, I know fans were, you know, pretty upset about the idea, the prospect of moving the game, what was supposed to be our home opener, and, you know, taking it and moving it to Atlanta. However, like, just from a player's perspective, like, hey, you talking about this kind of money, we can not move every game, but we can move a couple. You know what I mean? Like, that's no problem. But, like, yeah, historical stuff, man. Like, moving this game to Atlanta for these players. Like, I was a little confused on the line where he was talking about up to 24 players. So I'm guessing, or I'm assuming, that not every player is partaking in this pot or getting a piece of the pie. So I'm not really sure exactly how that's going to work, but needless to say, you know, it says up to 24 players are, you know, pretty much splitting that money, and, you know, the NIL benefits from that. So, you know, along with that, it's also come out that, you know, four players have now signed with Nike in an NIL deal. And so that's groundbreaking for Auburn as well. Those four players being quarterback Byron Brown, wide receiver Chaz Nimrod, another wide receiver in Keyshawn Singleton, and linebacker Xavier Atkins. And on top of that, Auburn also had a running back commit, and Mason Johnson Cook, who also signed a deal with Nike as well. And that makes him only one of 11 high school recruits who were just signed in this Nike deal. So, you know, that group of high school, you know, recruits, that group represents some of the best players in the country. And so I think that just really speaks volumes of, you know, the kind of commit and the kind of prospect that Mason Johnson Cook really is. And so when you look at it in totality, like, this isn't just any old, you know, NIL deal. This isn't just another, like, this is Nike. This is the premier, you know, brand for sports and one of the top brands in general in the entire world. And so this is really big time, you know, to have these, our first four athletes sign these deals with Nike, and really five if you include our committed running back as well, one of the top players in the country. And so, like, this is groundbreaking stuff. And you couple that in with the NIL stuff going on, you know, the reports coming out as it pertains to that first game of the season, like, it's a lot going on, and it's a lot of positive things going on right now as it pertains to Auburn. And so if I'm a recruit and I'm, you know, sitting back and I'm looking at this unfold, and it's like, I can see why we have been that sleeping giant for so long, because, like, the exposure is there. The, you know what I'm saying? The ability to grow your brand, the ability to, you know, market yourself, the ability to have that exposure and, you know, obviously play against the best of the best and compete with the best. And so every single week you're playing in one of the best environments in the entire country, whether you're at home or you're going on the road. Like, it's just so many things that could draw you to a place like Auburn. And so, like I said, if I'm a recruit and I'm sitting back and I'm looking at this, and like, I'm seeing these guys sign to Nike, I'm seeing this commit who hasn't even touched foot on campus. We got a guy who hasn't touched foot on campus signing with Nike. Like, I'm like, I can do what I want to do there. I can do what I want to do there. And so, you know, this is one of the best places you can go in the country. And I also want to highlight, you know, Mycen Johnson Cook for a second, just because him being one of 11 guys, you know, in high school, you know, right now to sign that NIL deal with Nike is like really telling. Like, this is not just our top recruit in this class. He's not just a really good running back, one of the best players in the country. Like, this is the type of dude you build a class around. You know what I mean? Like, he's one of them ones. And so, you know, you cut the film on and it tracks. And so I'm really excited to, you know, see how his career unfolds, just because the hype is going to be there. The hype is definitely going to be there. And so obviously one of the faces of this recruiting class, and, you know, just continue to speak on this recruiting class. Obviously the news of the decommitment of wide receiver Cedric Simmons. Obviously you never want to lose a recruit. You never like to lose recruits, but I think it just shows that this is where we are. Like, this is a part of it. This is, you know, it's always been a thing, but this is a day and age that we live in. You know, it's only July, and, you know, even when we were on that, you know, that run in May and June, I kept saying, you know, hey, it's only May, it's only June, right? Just because that's just the nature of the game. And we're not going to be the only school to lose some recruits. Like, and I can guarantee you, between now and the time signing day comes, like, we're going to flip somebody from another school. And so that's just the name of the game. I think he's going to be a really good player. I think it sucks just because he's going to the other team, you know, in the state. But other than that, you know, it's just the nature of the game. Like, I was one of those guys, you know, especially coming up and getting recruited. Like, if you're in the class and, you know, you decommit or whatever, it's like, I'm not saying you take it personal, because you always want guys to succeed. But it's kind of like, if you're not really with us, you don't want to be with us. Like, yo, you can slide, you know. So it's like, I kind of still feel the same kind of way, even now that I'm gone and done. But obviously, like I said, he's going to be a really good player. Obviously, I don't want him to be good when he plays against us, if it comes down to that down the road. But very bright future for him. Hate to see him go, but this class is still loaded. It's still stacked with our guys, the guys that this staff has evaluated, the guys that they have looked at and said, hey, we really like your skill set. We think you could be a really good fit here. And so I really still love the class. Like I said, it's still being so early right now. If I had to bet money on it, I would bet that this wouldn't even be the last one. Like, we have so much time between now and December and so much that's going to take place and transpire like between now and then. It's going to be like night and day. And so I think that could be, you know, very, very positive in our favor, especially with the way we go out and perform this season. And so I think right now the key is to retain our guys that, you know, we're really high on. And that's, you know, the stars of our class and the guys that they really identified, like I said, and that they really, really like, even some of those diamond in the rough type of guys. And so you identify the guys that you really want to keep, you keep them, you do whatever you can to keep them. And then you also go out and you see some guys. Like, that's the thing about this whole entire recruiting side, because there's going to be some guys that go out their senior season and are way better than they were their junior year that make coaches be like, yo, we got to find a way to get them in here in this class. And so there's going to be some surprises. There are going to be some guys who maybe aren't as productive as they were in the past and kind of take a dip or a dive in their senior year. There's going to be some guys who, you know, pop up on our radar, some guys who we've been chasing for a while who pop back up on the radar, who are unhappy at their schools. There's going to be some schools that struggle, some coaches get fired. Like, it's going to be so much that goes on between now and December. Like, this is not the time. Like, that's why I say don't panic at all, just because it's so early. And then, like, the whole entire key to this thing is just going out and freaking winning some games, bro. Like, we go out and win some games, everything else takes care of itself naturally. Everything else takes care of itself. And so you take into account, like, we go out there this fall and we win. We've already showed we can recruit, and we've already been shown we can recruit. We've been recruiting really well the last couple of years while winning 5-6 games. So what do people think it's going to be when we're winning 9, 10, 11 games, 12, 13 games, competing for national championships and stuff? So, like, sleeping giant, man, it's time to get woken up. Because, like, recruits can see the vision. They can see the vision. They can see where this thing can go, what it can be, what it will be, now that we have the right people, you know, in the building. And so, yeah, exciting times, man. You couple that in with the, you know, NIL stuff going on and exposure, and we got dudes signing with Nike and recruit with Nike, and, like, the opportunity is here. Opportunity is now. You know, at a place like Auburn, like, the facilities are among the best in the country. And you talk about a passionate fan base. You're talking about fans who show up, who care. And then you're talking about a community that's even far-fetched long after football. Like, Auburn people take care of Auburn people. Like, that is real. That's real life. And so, yeah, like, it's just a sleeping giant that's been waiting to be woken up. And yeah, the time is now. So that's why I say don't panic. It's super early, and this thing is far from over. And the only thing that matters from this point on and this point forward, from now until through December, is freaking winning. And that will take care of everything. And everything else will be extra on top. And the recruits is going to continue to flock. We're going to flip some dudes. And everything else is going to be what it's going to be. So, man, I'm actually super happy for these dudes, man, signing with Nike. That's extremely big time. And, like, it just made me think, like, dog, like, I was born 5-6 years too early. Like, I was, man. I was. But it's cool. It's cool. Like, I think this is obviously, like I said, groundbreaking historical stuff that's going on. Auburn players, you know, and another thing that's cool too about that, moving that game to Atlanta, is they're getting, like, revenue share of the ticket sales as well. So it's like, it's so much stuff going on with that NIL, man. It's getting ridiculous. It's wicked. It's out of hand. And so, man, but I am happy for the guys. Like, that's super cool. First team, first being a part of the first game to do that. So making history there. And, you know, the guys that signed to Nike making history there, first football players to do that at Auburn as well. So big time stuff going on, man. You know, that's all we got for today. I appreciate you tuning in. If you like this episode, make sure you like, share, and subscribe, and tune in for the next one. And as always, War Eagle.